This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast.
Welcome to a segment that I like to call Vague 73 Questions.
Sorry, who did you run into?
Phineas O'Connor.
Billie Eilish's brother?
He hit it off?
We didn't talk.
So you didn't run into
him? We brushed Ebbles.
Nice.
All right, here we go. This is, you guys know Vogue's 73 questions videos?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, this is Vague 73 questions.
Okay. Great.
Wait, I think I'm going to sit up.
Yeah.
I think you should keep sliding down until you're like off
the
couch.
The problem is I can't really
show.
Oh, this is actually more comfortable. You're right. So, but how is this for the framing though, Casey? Like, can you still see me?
Cat.
Not even 20 seconds in, and he's already plugging his merch.
Buy the merch.
Right? Woo! Christmas episode edition of the HeadGum Podcast.
We've got a
stacked duo. We've got Miles Bonsignore.
It's so loud.
We've got Miles Bonsignore double-cheeked up on Christmas Eve. And we've got Riley and Spa bringing up the rear end.
Do we just sync our file, our recording?
We do not. Or?
Okay.
You guys are bringing an energy that can only be described as okay.
Miles, he's fucking crazy, dude.
Hey. I got a wild energy going on.
He's
kind of
normal. He's kind of normal.
Second pod of the day that I'm recording today. I recorded one this morning with the tripod, with the Try Guys. And
how was that?
Record one. It was good.
Did Ned return or?
Yeah, he's back.
Do you feel like you spent all of your good creative energy on that one and this one just kind of like the dregs?
I don't think you even have to ask him that because I feel like his whole vibe since he joined the Zoom. Yeah, it's pretty obvious.
I'm spent. And I'm spent, and I'm pulling from the bottom of the barrel for this guy, baby. Yep. Also, I was on the HeadGum Podcast on Friday, so I'm like back again. It's like favorite.
This is gonna be better than that. This is gonna be better than that.
You didn't like
that
episode?
I tried to get Riley on that episode. It didn't end up working out.
So what?
You didn't like that episode? I thought it was fun, right?
I thought you were good.
It wasn't.
I thought
good
I was good.
Wasn't there?
You thought everyone else was bad?
I thought
huh?
Brad was good.
I wasn't
Brad
there?
Was, I thought Brad was great. Brad was wearing a cool outfit.
I thought Casey was good.
Okay.
I thought Will Conover could have brought it a little bit more.
And just I'm gonna go on Will singling him.
I don't want to pull him out. I don't want to call him out. Just him. But you know, he was kind of like, you know what? I maybe should have said to him, "Pull your weight," comedically. Mm.
Do you think that the three of us should commodify our friendship into sort of a will they, won't they parasocial thing where we kind of
a love triangle?
Not a love triangle, Jeff, and it's offensive that you asked that because even though Riley and I are in amazing relationships and you also are in a relationship.
Why is mine not an amazing one?
Because you're a sour egg of a sort.
Oh,
you're
right.
I'm a regular egg.
It's where they boil the egg in the onsen, hot spring.
I had hard-boiled eggs for breakfast. This feels
here
awesome.
We go. Let's hear it.
What everyone have for brekkie?
This is Olivia Rodrigo, All-American bitch.
We can barely hear that.
Is it the SNL
what did you
performance?
I'm alright. Oh, that's the name of a song.
Is this the SNL performance?
This is the SNL.
That's for sure.
I thought that you just called her that. I didn't know that was the name of an album or song.
This is Olivia Rodrigo, the All-American bitch.
No, not the N.
Hey guys, Olivia Rodrigo's a bitch. Let's hear this song.
the most cancelable radio DJ ever.
Olivia Rodrigo, All American bitch. Let's hear this song.
Let's hear.
Here's an artist that's never done anything wrong. Michael Jackson.
Oh boy.
What was that?
What is that clip from?
This?
I think it's a. It seems like it's from a video game anime type thing.
Yeah. Correct.
Already?
Already? No way.
Already?
Bond of the week, I'm going Dasher.
That was so fast.
Fucking reindeer?
The reindeer, because you want to know why? He's dasheringly handsome. Come on,
Vixen's the
guys.
Hot one. Vixen's the one that fucks. You got
no, Vixen's
Dasher,
the Bond
Dancer,
girl.
Prancer.
Vixen.
Prancer is a fucking, I don't know.
Comed, cute. Comed.
Prancer's way too Comed. Skinny to
COVID.
Be Bond.
Cupid.
COVID. Omicron.
Okay.
Delta. RSV. And Vixen.
And hepatitis B.
Yeah.
The deer. Do you guys have any Bonds of the Week, Christmas edition style?
It's got to be, and I know I've said this before, but it's got to be Addison Rae reprising the role. She's hot off of that movie Thanksgiving that I didn't see yet, but Patrick Dempsey was in it, and I just got to support Eli Roth.
So you think now, she's just going to keep bouncing holidays?
I think she's going to, I hope she does Easter next because he has risen. And then I hope he also, I hope that she, the dream is that it's a Bond swap.
Okay.
You, sort of like sorry, a, you hope that Addison Rae does an Easter film because Christ is risen.
Because he's back and he's ready to go. But I am hoping that it's okay, picture this. Addison Rae, Scrooby, that's Bond. And then Jacob Elordi is the Bond guy.
The, like all the right. Villain.
No, like the like a Bond
not
girl.
Girl, but a
like
Bond
a Bond
guy.
Girl, but it's the oh. Jacob Elordi's the Bond guy, and he's sort of a little.
I'm listening.
Check, please.
Yeah,
and speaking
I'll
of check,
what I'm having.
Oh, and speaking of check, please. Let's hear it from Jeffrey James. This is the Check Please Rick Love interviews from nine
no
years
fucking
ago.
Well, I think it was
way.
About the third.
We can't keep doing this. I muted Miles. We cannot keep doing this with my digital footprint because that one, I don't have any
amazing.
Fucking choice. I cannot. We
he
can't
said
hear
he's
you.
Done. He said he's done. Unmute him.
He can unmute himself.
Well, it was just that you were talking about how you used to edit on a G4 Mac.
Yeah.
I thought it was good character
no.
building.
It's not, it's because what it is it's character assassination. It's not building anything. It's tearing at the fabrics of a loving relationship that I have with myself.
Speaking of tearing, Bond of the Week, Taryn Edgerton. My crush is back. My crush is back because I watched all of Blackbird on Apple TV in a day.
Blackbird, Riley's eating Taryn's ass.
Oh, honey. He got fucking ripped for that show. And let me just say, him and Kingsman, him and Rocketman, hot as shit. Him and Blackbird, not a type I usually go for.
No, he's
jacked and handsome.
No, I don't normally go, like, that level of jacked is normally not appealing to me. But
yeah, you also love,
Taryn,
what's his name, from The Bear?
Jeremy Allen White.
Well, here's the thing about Taryn Edgerton is that it's like Tom Holland got stung by 1,000 bees. And also in that movie, in that show, Taryn Edgerton is like grossly buff. Like it's like he's like greased up. And then they got and what's his name? Fucking the guy from that movie that Clint Eastwood directed is like,
oh, Paul Walter Hauser.
Yeah. Otherwise known as not Paul Blart Mall Cop. What's the name?
Paul Walter Cop.
No, he was in that movie that was a biopic.
I, Tonya.
No, really good close, but it wasn't that, but I'm going to...
It wasn't... Oh, Cruella, the biopic.
And I just
Cruella.
Have to... And Richard Jewell. He's in Richard Jewell.
Yeah. This isn't Christmas themed. I said
Taryn?
Bond of the Week Christmas edition, and you guys have said
like,
just Ryan's
old,
crush.
Like Apple G4 MacBook that I got for my birthday.
He got it for his birthday, guys.
I don't know why that was an
Sounds
important
like you're
thing.
8 years old.
I was... 13.
And also, he was the youngest guy Rick Love had ever interviewed at the 2014 Roche Wine Tasting Room in Sonoma.
Doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what age Rick Love interviewed people at a vineyard.
My holiday Bond is Santa because it's Christmas and I want Santa to be Bond.
That's really good.
Is that what you... That is so obscenely loud. Miles and I both just had to tear our headphones out.
No, sir.
Moving on.
It was so fucked up.
Holiday plans. How do you guys plan on spending your Boxing Days?
Thank you for acknowledging Boxing Day. I love Boxing Day.
Right?
I do. I really love Boxing Day.
And what does Boxing Day mean to you, Riley?
Boxing Day is the day that you just lie around and do fuck all. You have a little drink. You watch a lot of old films. You have some food and a tear because the end of the year is here.
Yeah.
And have New some Year's food gives me and anxiety. A tear.
Yes. Yeah. Ooh, what day is Boxing Day? The 26th?
The 26th, yeah.
So it's unboxing.
Miles, what does Boxing Day mean to you?
I think that the 26th sounds like a day where Julian will be up, his daycare's closed as hell, so we'll be sort of taking... we'll be sort of...
Your son's daycare is closed as hell.
Yeah, around the end of the year, daycare's closed up, and they say, hey, parents, I know you
Julian's
guys wanted...
Julian's up, his daycare's closed as hell.
Yeah, I know you wanted to be productive, but guess what? You've got the little guy, and it's for every single hour of the day.
I sat on my lap and watched, like, the first lap with me.
What the hell
what
was that?
Is that?
Perverted.
That's Andrew
Pyle
shit. Talking about his son being on his lap, Santa style, right?
Did you cue, that up just for this
just
episode?
Just for him to talk about Julian?
No, that was actually for a pit wall episode that we had months
Wonderful.
Ago. Anyway, so do you have Julian on your lap or have you not had him for Christmas? This is his first Christmas, right?
Do you think I'm divorced? Have I not had him for Christmas? No, we do have, by the way.
You have him for Christmas this year?
He wasn't born last year yet.
Me and my wife both do have him. It's his first Christmas. We're going to probably take him to Santa because we think it'd be funny.
Yep.
And he'll kind of not understand.
Which one? The Grove?
That's a good question. I don't know. What do you think's the best Santa? The Grove or the Americana or the Galleria? Or the
My
what?
Apartment or...
Dude, you gonna dress? If you dress up as Santa, I would bring him to your apartment.
I think it'd be good for him to have like
be no lines.
Know,
There'd be no
Santa.
Lines to the workshop.
I agree, by the way. I think that he should see all types of Santa.
Santa's white. Let's be honest.
You
I mean,
just,
we're,
sorry.
This year we're saying it. The war on Christmas You're, is over and Santa's won.
So I started making these like home videos that I would post on YouTube.
It doesn't matter. I have so,
basically what we're gonna be doing is hanging out with our little guy. And also right. probably
spanking
like,
his ass hither and thither. Celebratorily.
That's my son. That's my very young son. And I will not be spanking his ass. I will not be abusing my son. Thank you. What I will be doing is trying to get him to sing because he does play the harmonica.
So it is abuse. That's abuse.
No.
Is
no.
Dance Monkey Dance.
You don't understand
no.
musical theater. No. Riley will tell you. Go ahead,
you
Riley.
You don't actually get it. It's just, it's like, if he's already playing the harmonica and he isn't even a calendar year old,
yeah.
do you know the breath control? Do you know the support in the diaphragm that that infant has? You don't even know shit, Jeff. Yeah. Ring, ring.
That is him Broadway playing the harmonica.
Well, anybody can play the harmonica, all right? If you just get a harmonica in the key of the song, you can blow in it William Nillard style and it'll sound fine.
He's 11 months old and he's a prodigy. Next question.
Okay, that okay, fine. This I thought you guys were going to ask, what is Boxing Day?
Did
Instead
you,
of
do, like,
waxing
forget,
about
you forget
corporal
that I grew
punishment.
Up in an Irish household, so I've always kind of done Boxing Day.
Don't okay. erase Riley's Irish heritage.
He never does. In fact, he makes
Both
it the only key trait
are
about
white
me.
Races that don't get discriminated against anymore. This is a blurb about Boxing Day. Though it originated as a holiday to give gifts to poor people,
what is this,
Italians,
ChatGPT?
Irish, ChatGPT?
Yeah.
That's... I'm going to try and power through that to Boxing Day because that feels like some kind of like Patreon you subscribe to where you can enter in your fantasies and they'll
yeah.
just the ChatGPT will talk back to
Gorilla
you.
Porn.
Jeff, just read the thing.
Though it originated as a holiday to give gifts to poor people, Irish, Italian, etc. Today, Boxing Day forms part of Christmas celebrations with many people choosing to take advantage of sales. I mean, how fucked up is that, right? It used to be that we would just give to the less fortunate.
Miles has a box cutter. Sorry, yeah. Miles has a box cutter. He's
staring at me menacingly.
I don't have a box cutter.
You just showed it.
She just wielded it on camera.
No,
belted
you
and
guys,
dealt it.
There must have been a glitch.
It wasn't a glitch. You're coming through not only in stereo, but in the highest definition I've ever seen on a Zoom. You're not being attacked.
My internet speed must be frozen.
You don't have to put your hands up. Miles is upset because Jeff said that Italians aren't discriminated against anymore. And that's why he pulled out the Vox cutter.
You know what I'll say?
We got to move on.
Hey, Jeff.
What will you say?
Jeff, hey, you know what?
I pay attention to things that most people ignore.
And I feel like a mother in a
total machine. What the hell is this?
That's All-American bitch Olivia Rodrigo.
All right, Olivia Rodrigo's a bitch. Let's play vampire.
This is good for you.
Oh, Jeff.
Jeff, what's wrong, honey?
Sweetie, what happened?
Oh, Jeff, what happened? Oh,
honey, what happened? Honey, what's wrong?
Tell us about Boxing Day, man.
Jeff.
Come on, we want to hear.
We moved past Boxing Day.
Tell us about Bond of the Week.
You guys took a talking point that could have been awesome and you turned it into me.
It could have been talking about the origins of Boxing Day.
And then...
What the fuck was that?
It's time to move on to our first fucking
song. No, it sounded like somebody...
That was Pyle choking, yes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
We all have ADHD that's undiagnosed. Look how fast we all moved into dancing. Welcome to Naughty or Nice. I am going to list off the 50 plus most talked about celebrities of 2023. This is going to be rapid fire. No, this is going to be rapid fire. We are not allowed. That's the catch. We are not allowed to wax about it at all. It has to be first thought, best thought. I'm just going to say from this list of the 50 most talked about celebrities of 2023, you guys just blurt out naughty or nice. All right, ready?
Ping pong, ping pong. That's all.
Because if you really think about it, if Santa's getting to every single child on Earth, he's not going in that much depth. No one has the time. All right, here we go.
He's got all year to think about it.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, but no, he has to do it year end. He has to do it between Thanksgiving and Christmas because he has to take the whole year into account.
You think he's doing December 1, he's delivering a package?
A practage?
Let's next question.
All right, 3, 2, 1. Again, rapid fire. And I'm going to keep moving through, so you guys have to just like blurt it out. Not even rapid fire. 3, 2, 1. Rihanna.
Let's go.
Rihanna.
Nice.
And Beyonce.
What were we supposed to do?
Nice.
No, wait. Taylor Swift.
Nice.
Miley Cyrus.
Nice.
Jennifer Lopez.
Naughty. Nice.
Kanye West.
Naughty.
Harry Styles. Adele.
Nice.
But in a good way, in a hot
Adele.
Way.
Nice. Billie Eilish.
Oh, nice. She's nice.
Nice.
She's Billie Eilish. She's
Justin
nice.
Bieber.
Nice.
Naughty.
Margot Robbie.
Margot
is naughty in the
Hailey
best
Bieber.
Way. Like, you naughty bitch. Naughty.
Tyla.
Who's Kyla?
Tyla. Come on. Tyla. Tyga. Moving on. Tyga.
Smash. Smash. Smash.
Tiger Woods.
Pass.
That's not the game. Austin Butler.
Smash.
Jenna Ortega.
Nice.
Taylor Ortega.
Who's that?
Nice.
Lizzo. Ortega Sauce.
Smash.
Lizzie McAlpine.
Yes. Nice. I love her music. Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny. Bad Baby. Pedro Pascal.
With the delay, this can't be good.
Bad Bunny or Bad Baby?
Bad Bunny and then Bad Baby.
Who's Bad Baby?
Pedro Pascal is hot to me.
Megan Thee Stallion.
Nice.
Smash.
The Weeknd.
The
Pass,
Weeknd.
Right?
What the fuck was the show? The Idol. Naughty.
Dua Lipa, but she's working for The Weeknd.
Ooh, nice.
Nice.
Drake. Just,
naughty.
Ariana Grande.
Naughty.
Naughty.
Ed Sheeran.
Nice.
Nice.
Britney Spears.
Nice.
Naughty.
Jamie Lynn Spears.
Naughty.
Naughty.
Kim Kardashian West.
Naughty.
Pass.
Zendaya.
Nice.
Tom Holland.
Nice.
Nice.
Lady Gaga.
Nice.
Nicki Minaj.
Nice.
Gag City.
Kylie Jenner.
No, Gag Miles, City. No. Gag City,
Kylie
it's a thing on Twitter. You got to look up Gag City. Just
I don't think
Gex.
I can Google that without.
For the release of their new album.
That's it?
Oh, we didn't get through all 50, but you guys decided to end the segment, right? You guys started to decide because it's supposed to be rapid fire. It's supposed
so
to be celebrity.
Fragile.
Written out
Such
of your
a
no,
fragile
not fragile
producer.
Well, you know, not fragile producer, fragile show. Not fragile producer, fragile show, because this
fragile
whole
producer.
Thing is threading the needle.
If it was a fraud. No, the show, I guess it's both, but it's a fragile show.
Let's
it's
just
a
move
fragile
on.
Show
in about
because 2000, of the
2011, I like got the idea like I wanted to take this a step further.
Why do you sound
you have to take
like
a, break.
A Disney Channel nerd? Why do you sound like, in 2011?
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter, habitually, and I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, well.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
I decided... That's a punishment. That's a punishment.
He's fucking retaliating against us. No way.
In 2011, I decided to take it a bit further. And
guys, let's talk about Santa for a fucking second here. All right. I feel like for thousands of years, Santa Claus has been working himself, grinding himself to the fucking grindstone to the bone.
Yeah.
He's been working tirelessly and not taking even, let's say, 5 minutes to himself to sort of like see what sort of pleasures lie there.
My ears are ringing from the smashing sound effect, by the way.
That's what
let me dumb it down for you guys, because I feel like you're not getting the insinuation. Santa hasn't jacked off in a millennium. Is that fair to say?
This Christmas, things are a little different.
That's why, yeah, uh-oh. This Christmas, I think let's give the fat man a chance to finally get off.
Let's make
this
the fat man
Christmas,
the fat man.
He grabbing his hog.
Riley and I were doing I don't know how to intro this. Riley and I were doing this bit all last Thursday and Friday, mostly Thursday, I guess, where it's sort of like a trailer. It's like a movie trailer. But for basically Santa self-completing. Does that make sense?
Oh, I like that.
But there's no euphemism. It's just this Christmas, Santa comes hard.
Oh, my.
So that's the fucking
from
format.
The people who brought you the Easter Bunny comes.
This Christmas, Santa comes in his hand. It's like you're not getting us at the end there. You already said something really crass.
Santa jerks off his cock.
Exactly right. Miles, that's why don't you hit us with one?
Get ready because December's Eve, Santa's going to blast off his orgasm.
A lot.
With his cock.
Exactly right.
This Santa's going to spooge from his penis.
This Christmas, Santa's spreading wide
to get pegged.
Santa's going to jerk off in the shower.
This Christmas, Santa's breaking his chastity vow
to finish.
Do you think Santa has a chastity vow to Mrs.
Get
Claus?
Shit done? He's done no nut this millennium.
No nut millennium?
Yes.
No way.
Crazy.
That's crazy. When Santa comes after that,
yeah,
it's going to be huge.
This Christmas, Santa nuts in a sock.
Oh, man. The idea of Santa nutting.
In a stocking.
In a stocking is what I was going to say. I saw mommy nutting Santa Claus.
Hey,
I saw
come
mommy
on.
Milking Santa Claus.
Come on. Come on. There's blue humor, and then there's this crassness that I won't stand for. Let's get a reset because of the music.
Woman?
Oh, it's because you said milking.
It's old.
We're getting a little reset here. All right. Back to it. Back to it.
My pocket, best believe.
This
yeah,
Christmas,
you know me.
Santa's lap isn't just for wishing. It's for coming.
Santa's lap is for coming?
Mrs. Claus is getting in on it now, yeah.
This Christmas, Mrs. Claus fucks Santa's penis.
This Christmas, Santa's gonna unbox his orgasming penis.
I'm fucking sorry.
Orgasming.
And then it's like anybody who pushes back,
media
it's like
res.
You think it's been millennia since Santa jacked off. You can't allow him this one moment of respite. Yeah.
Don't you
Why
think
are
Santa
you mad
deserves
at that?
This?
Yeah.
This Christmas, Santa cries in the shower.
Well,
this Christmas, Santa finishes with a belt around his neck.
Santa's into choke play.
This Christmas, Santa has to peel wax off his arm from a kink session.
This Christmas, Santa flogs with a flogger.
Right.
This Christmas, Santa gets whipped on his ass.
This Christmas, Santa's got a fleshlight. That's his hand.
So he doesn't have a fleshlight.
Santa's got a...
Santa's workshop is cooking up fleshlights that are hands.
His workshop is cooking up hands. Also, just imagining like seeing that in writing, like if you're in the movie theater, you're trying to figure out, it's like, oh, what's playing right now? And there's a poster that says, this Christmas, Santa's got a fleshlight, bottom of the poster, start off ellipses. That's his hands.
Exactly. Exactly correct.
This Christmas, all the yoga pays off for Santa. Because he can suck himself off.
Now, so let's talk about Santa sucking his own dick for a second.
Yeah, autofellatio.
Finally,
yeah.
Finally, God.
Well, a lot of people say that it's more like sucking a dick than getting your dick sucked.
Is that true? Well, how would you, yeah, how do they know?
A lot of people say
I read a Reddit thread one time that someone was like, I can't suck my own dick, but it's more like sucking a dick
no
than it is
way.
Getting your dick sucked.
No
and I was like,
way.
That actually makes sense. Yeah, for sure.
Hmm.
Sorry.
All right, well, let's move
sorry.
On.
Sorry, Jeff.
This is such a chaotic fucking episode.
Yeah.
I pay attention to things that most people
ignore. Listen, I feel like the canon of
Rodriguez is a bitch. Let's play the next track.
This is All-American Bitch Olivia Rodrigo with Good For You.
Listen, I think that the American canon of Christmas music needs a little bit of an update. But I think that the
rice song, are you going to be like, oh, holy rice. The pot is simmering with rice. It is
the rice.
Basmati and brown.
Basmati roasting on an open machine.
Basmati roasting on an open machine.
Continue with that.
An open machine. No, what were you going to say? What? How are you going to update the Christmas music canon? What thing are you going to do?
Just
do
it. It's not with rice.
It's with cum. What is it?
No, I just thought that each of us could.
Off as perfect person.
Yes, perfect person merch. Just say it out loud. Don't. You're distracting both of us. Perfect person merch.
Perfectperson.shop.
All right.
Is this gonna be a video app?
Yes, they're all video apps.
I didn't know that.
They're all video apps.
I didn't consent to that.
Look at this discontinued sweatshirt.
I still have a box of like 7 of those.
Oh, those are cool. Do you guys make those?
Miles, I'll trade you.
These are ours.
I'll trade you 2 your parents' divorce hoodies for 2 perfect person hoodies for me and Riley.
Ooh, I'd like that.
I'd love a perfect person hoodie.
I'd love to give that to you.
Santa comes all over his bed a lot.
You think that ending with a lot?
The idea of coming all over your bed is really foul.
A lot.
Yeah. A lot. And it's like you could have gotten a napkin beforehand before you knew this was going to explode.
This Christmas, Santa comes on the snow and then forgets it's there.
Here we go. Okay. This is going to be us improvising updates to Santa Baby because I feel like Michael Bublé did it in 2011, but I feel like culture has changed.
Santa
since then.
Buddy. Did you see that they updated the lyrics on Google for Baby It's Cold Outside with the It's Your Body and Your Choice?
Ew.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
That didn't need to happen to support reproductive rights and health.
No. What's amazing though is that it's like they so overcorrected it to the point where I saw someone tweet about this. I'm forgetting who it is, but they were like, it now reads as if the guy like doesn't even want the girl to stay over. Like he talks about how he called her a car. Her car's almost here. This is the driver's name. Like it really is sounding more like get the fuck out of my house.
Yeah, Jesus.
All right. I'm just going to drop you guys into the fucking deep end here. Here we go. Miles, let's start us off with this Santa Baby updated version. You ready?
Yeah, here we go.
I'll count you in. Not yet. Not yet. Here we go. Santa baby.
Santa baby, I wish you'd let Santa come all over me. Da-da, and put my penis all on the tree. Santa baby, so hurry up my skirt tonight.
You're talking to Santa and you're telling him that you wish that Santa, as if he was a third party, would let him come all over you.
And so I wrote, directed, produced a documentary.
It doesn't fucking matter. That's 15 years ago.
Why do you want to put your penis all over
all
the
over
tree?
The tree?
Because the tree is the sexiest tree to have at Christmas. It's got the lights. It's
it has
got
the legs.
The sounds.
It doesn't have sounds. The tree does not have. That's the one thing it doesn't have. It has every other sense. It has visual. It has. You can touch it. It has. It has a smell, and you can taste it. It does not have a sound.
It's got that.
All right, Riley, you ready for verse 2?
Let's go, Riley.
Here we go, Santa baby. There you go, now.
Santa baby, I'm sorry for what I said about the tree. I'll keep my penis away. Santa baby, can I still get a present today?
You really PG'd it up. Well, you saved it so that it's beyond radio.
My penis away. Yeah.
I put my penis away.
Let's continue forward, and it does not have to relate to Miles' verse.
Okay.
Let's just keep building this song. Back to Miles.
All right. So totally clean slate.
Actually, you know what? Let me get a verse in. Can I get a verse?
Yeah, I was going to say. You guys
let Daddy get a verse.
Daddy get a verse? Think of how spread wide I'll be. Underneath the sound of the Christmas tree. I really do think my cheeks will be spread.
See if Mrs. Claus will peg my ass. What do you think?
A lot of and your choice.
You brought up pegging a couple times.
Well, because when the topic of being spread wide comes open, there's the only logical next step.
I hate to get too personal on this, but have you been pegged?
We have to take another break.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Straight into it. Miles, another verse.
Hey.
Sorry, let me lead you
That's in. An assault.
Santa baby,
tell me how much you can rim my cheeks. I'd love to have a little bit of peeks into Santa's little pussy tonight.
Let's keep it going. We're here, Santa honey, Riley.
Santa honey, can I also have a present in cash? I don't mean on a loan, Santa baby. I want $10,000. Nice.
Santa cutie, I took a second mortgage out. Pay it. It's a duplex, you can rent the other unit, so my monthly payments go away, go away, go away. Straight back into Miles.
Here we go. Santa babe, what do you want? Do you want me to grease myself up for you? I'm greasy Santa, come over here so you can throw me around and choke me out until Christmas comes.
Santa baby, I'm greased up like a hog on a log.
Hoggy,
time to
hoggy,
get
hoggy,
in the bath, Santa baby, and squeak me, rub me with water now.
Da-da-da-da.
Break.
Squeak me with water right now. Right
now. Yeah.
That is a platinum record.
That was fucked up.
Santa's beating me up and choking me out and covering
while
me
I'm
in water.
Santa's greasing me up, spreading me wide, paying me cash. Mrs. Claus is getting in on the action by filling my ass.
Yeah.
This is such a blue episode. This is the bluest episode
you
we've ever had.
You started this.
Hey, around Christmas.
I did
you
not.
Started it. You started it by
Riley.
Inviting in. No,
Riley.
Jeffrey, you invited it. Miles is a box cutter. You invited it by doing like
this Christmas
Santa comes
Santa
on a cock.
Comes.
Yeah, you said
on
you
his
made,
own
you were,
dick.
You had us come. You had saying come and all discussing things before. And Riley and I really, we don't stand for that. And
I feel like Miles is the one that dirtied this whole episode up. I feel like he's the one who kind of made it all naughty versus nice.
No way I didn't.
Well, you started the episode. You had the perfect person merch, greed, one of the seven deadly sins. That was the first dirty. After that, it started.
First dirty?
Of many, yes. And then the last one.
Professional yo-yoing called The Game Has Changed. And
called the game has changed. I'm moving these just in case he does the mean thing. I'm actually in 2011. I married a yo-yo legally.
Because Jess really good at yo-yo, but he doesn't bring it up that much.
Why won't you die?
Jeff.
That was really fucked up.
That was really mean.
That was really fucked up.
Santa bitch. What was that?
Wait, what did
Sorry,
you say?
Miles, go do what you were gonna do.
Santa bitch. Throw me in a ditch after noon o'clock and give me a taste of that cock. Santa, can I have a little peek into you?
Come and rim my Christmas cheeks as I'm underneath another Christmas tree. I've been here all night, locked away in chastity for Mrs. Claus.
Santa baby, please unlock my chastity belt. It hurts. I'm not kidding right now. Santa baby, I have a little rash on my thigh.
I have a little chafing near here. My groin is chafed right now.
Yeah.
At least we're all in therapy.
I am not, but yeah.
For sure. Huh. No, for sure.
But I it's honestly because it's hard to find a therapist.
Not really.
No.
What, am I just going to Google therapist?
Yeah.
Is that how you found your therapist?
Yeah, you try someone out for one session.
Ugh, I hate it though. I've had therapists in the past and it's just like, oh, you see someone, it's like, you don't get my whole vibe.
And what is your vibe? Because you're just saying about rimming someone's cheeks in the someone.
I
want to
get a little peek inside after I rub my dick all over a tree.
Okay, well, my vibe is basically cool guy, bad boy, sort of Renee Rapp style.
You're not like Renee Rapp.
No.
Just like her.
No.
Just like her.
You're like Donald Faison in Big Fat Liar.
What?
That when I work at Universal Studios or whatever.
No, you have like loser written across your forehead.
Is a bellhop. Isn't he like a limo driver in that?
He's a limo driver.
Yeah.
No way.
No way. We can't do another.
Plugs. What do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to?
End of the episode.
I said it was going to be short and sweet. I don't know. I don't have anything else prepared. We sang about Santa's
you have
ass.
You have a hard out. That's why we're ending early. You pushed it back by 15 minutes and now we're ending early.
I don't have a hard out.
Just as we were all having so much fun together.
You have something else you want to talk about? It's Christmas. Let's get everybody just fucking get back to their families. Just give their gifts.
They went to like a local film festival that I did and it actually got best student documentary.
Best student documentary, guys. Come on. Shout out. I use that effect too.
I'll be like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Let's end by this. What do you guys want for Christmas? I'll start. World peace. Miles, you were going to say?
I don't want that, but I would like...
what?
Yeah, I just figure let's like keep letting it go wild. But I think I'd like an iPad mini so I can read. Because I'd like to read manga.
Get a Kindle.
No, because a Kindle... You can't read manga on as easy.
Two major wars going on, and you want to read manga on an iPad mini.
I'd like to read on an iPad mini, I said.
Yeah. No, because I said mini.
Well, the mini is...
Don't correct me when I said exactly what you just said.
I have a Kindle...
This is so fucked up.
I have a Kindle Paperwhite, and it just is like, I don't quite know how to read manga on it. So then if I get the iPad mini... I think that it's a little easier to read manga on that.
Yeah, you don't want like supplies to go to Ukraine?
What is that?
So you don't read the news. Can I ask, do you read the news or do you read just mostly the Apple?
I read mostly manga. So if you ask me about
the news. But you know that the iPad mini exists.
Yes, because I saw a catered ad.
On a manga website.
On a manga. On manga.com. But no, World Peace it would be fine to do, I guess. Let's do that too. All right. As a second, if Santa's offering a second offering. iPad mini.
A second helping.
Second helping. I love a second helping, by the way.
Riley? World peace, or are you just going to sulk? Ceasefire, maybe, or do you just want a dog? Yeah.
You want a dog. Not a ceasefire.
A dog. I want a ceasefire and a dog.
That'd be cool. We'd like both of those things. I have a dog, so I'll just have the second one.
Yep.
And the iPad mini.
Or you could have a second helping of a dog.
I'm getting a dog next year, but I want it now. Kind of like
next year.
Like, I want it now. Yeah, getting a dog in the fall.
Go outside, you two. Check your front doors.
No way.
I'm not at home.
Really? Then forget it. At Jeffrey James on Instagram.
Ceasefire, and you got me a dog, and you got Miles an iPad mini.
Too yes. much, man. Way too much.
Plugs, what do you guys have going on? What do you want to point the people to?
My name is Miles Bonsignore. I have a podcast called Perfect Person, and I'd love for you to listen to it. It's a call and advice show, and we have a lot of fun. You can start with a Jeff and Riley episode, and it's a really great time. We had a great time.
And what should you end with? AKA, what's the worst episode?
Ooh, you should end with maybe the first one. So go backwards from that episode, and then, yeah.
Riley?
At Riley Anspaugh on Instagram. I don't really use Twitter anymore. But if you
well, nobody does. Everybody uses nobody X. does.
Yeah. So I haven't updated mine, so I still have the Twitter icon on my phone. Doesn't matter. review podcast. You can listen to Jeff and Miles episodes. When is this episode coming out?
This next Friday.
Okay, it'll be pointless then. We'll be releasing our best of the year episodes. I was gonna say, like, I was gonna plug because we have our, if you want to vote for the best of review episodes,
yeah, but it's gonna be pointless.
But instead, just listen to them.
Just listen to them. And I'd also like to plug, World Peace. I'd like to plug.
That'd be cool.
You tripped you up.
Yeah, at Riley Anspaugh on various platforms. And by various, I mean just the one.
Miles? You already did yours.
At Miles Bond, though, if you want to follow me.
Let's ride out on this. One last parody, the three of
That's
us.
Awesome.
Start with Miles.
Santa baby, put the reindeer down and grab me. Okay.
Put them down like
put
children.
Put me down in the sleigh. Put meat hooks into my shoulder blade so I can ride.
Riley?
Santa baby, all the reindeers contracted mange today. You need to put them away 6 feet under and euthanize them right at today.
Everybody have a Merry Christmas. A happy holiday, and we'll see you guys in a week, not in the new year. Namaste. That's Dawes, folks.
Was a HeadGum original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Leitman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them, excuse me, why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening. We'll see you at the show or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will.
Can you do that?
So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live and we'll see you there.
All right. Bye.